Phone Boy Speaks, episode 790, Outdated Privacy Laws.
How many of you out there have heard of the Electronic Communications Privacy Act? I knew about it because I did in college. I actually did an essay on it, honestly, I don't remember what I had written on it. I just remember that it is something that existed, and I wrote a position paper, I guess, supporting it. I don't remember exactly what I wrote. It was long ago, and I can't recover the documents. But yes, this law got passed in 1986, and it had some assumptions about how we use the technology, right? First of all, it treated communications that are stored on servers private, which is a good thing. But unfortunately, it has some limitations based on the way technology was used at the time. So, for example, back in those days, you downloaded all your email from the server. You didn't store it on the server except for maybe a short period of time. And if you left it on there for more than 180 days, then theoretically the government could potentially access it without a warrant. Well, now we all use cloud-based, insert names of things here, and potentially, I've got years and years and years of email on Gmail, right? And even though I'm not using Gmail as my primary email anymore, I still got lots of email on there. I have lots of email in lots of other places. So that rule seems kind of ridiculous. It needs to be taken a step further. And so there's been some activities in the legislature in the United States to try and adjust these rules to update them based on the way people use technology today. And unfortunately, it hasn't gone anywhere. And given the fact that we still have the NSA surveilling stuff, and we can't get our Congress critters to do anything about it, and the surveillance, just the general state of the surveillance state, and the fact that having these loopholes in the law, right, are probably very helpful to law enforcement and whatnot. I suspect that while there's some well-meaning congressmen trying to get some legislation passed, I don't think it's going to happen, just because maybe that's just the way. That's just my cynicism, and hopefully I'm wrong. I mean, we do need stronger privacy laws for our data that's stored in the cloud, not just email, but for anything, right? Because let's face it, so much of our digital lives now is stored on the cloud, right? Whether it's email, whether it's photos, whether it's your music collection, whatever, right? And unless you encrypt all the things when you upload them, I mean, you're not going to be able to necessarily protect them, right? And so I think there needs to be better rules on it. And so there does need to be a law, but unfortunately, I just don't think one's going to happen. So, you can read this article on Techter. This brought it to my attention when I saw Electronic Communications Privacy Act. I said, oh God, I remember that. And sure enough, there's some interesting pictures in there that the Congress critters tried to broadcast as memes, and showing a lot of stuff from the 80s saying the last time the laws were updated, these things were happening, and some good stuff there. So I'd say take a look at the article if nothing else. But we can hope for better laws, but I'm just not optimistic that they will come.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.